The Modern Black Man Podcast.
As you get older, nothing really matters more than the company that you keep. Your power is entirely in your circle. If you have a circle of incomplete men, you will eventually be undone. Your ability to complete and or compete will be diminished. However, if you solidify your circle and you seek out competitive, complementary, complete allies, your deficiencies will be fulfilled. Your abilities will be enhanced and your future will be secured. Not because these men are better than you or you them, but because of order that's created, the absence of chaos. I say these things because it's been a journey and I'm incredibly grateful for it. I have experienced multiple lives. I have been in positions of experience to really understand things from different perspectives. And I believe if I'm observing life correctly, its simplicity is what's to really be embraced. Nobody's perfect. And I don't believe that there are people that are better than others. But wisdom speaks for itself. Truth is enlightening. ...2024 has been a banner year for a lot of things, and hustling in the silence is always going to be one of my greatest strengths. Really observing people and their desire to achieve. I don't think everybody really wants to achieve. I think more often than not, we have people that want to have. And the prospect of a provider is appealing because of it. I don't ever want to be with someone that wants to be with me because of my ability to bring. I might be different, and this journey is certainly bringing that to my attention. I value my heart. I value my mind. I value my creativity and my ability to see things. Not for my ego's sake, but for what it allows in the world, for what it heals in others. And I'm starting to really embrace that strength. This isn't going to be an episode where I call out anybody or downtrod anybody, because I don't have time for it today. But if this message finds you, realize that the strength is within. Your ability, it's only going to be enhanced by your consistency. Your environment, the people you surround yourself with, and your intentions. As long as you're operating in integrity and in cooperation and all things will work for you, for your betterment, and for the goals that you have every single time, without a doubt. No, I'm not going to change a thing. 2021 was a season. Great change, transition. I motivated myself to leaving my comfort zone and to being fully independent. I departed the East Coast and made it out West. I got out west, and the first time in my entire life, I got sick, I got injured, I got hurt, and we get a journey of discovery, reliance, and perseverance. Like I said, my health was never an issue. My health was something that I managed and prioritized. And I was put into an environment where that was taken. It took me an additional year to reclaim stability in my health. This will play out later in the story, but 2022, I wasn't suicidal, but I prepared to die. It's not to sound morbid, it's not to sound anything but true. And I survived 2022. God was so good to me and arrived me in 2023. And that was my year to stabilize so many things. And I did. I fought back, I shored up and solidified and cut ties and let go of death. And now I'm in 2024, and this is terms of maturity, or what my peers deem as success, one of my finest years. This is one of my most productive seasons. This is definitely a win. This is winning season right now. And the journey and the discovery of truth and triumph have changed me. With that as a fact, I seek to revert, not reverse, mentally as well as in other capacities, to a time prior to this. With all those things being known and said, my confidence in 2024 is unlike any confidence I've ever had before because I survived. I comprehensively realize what it is to be challenged and what adversity truly is. And knowing these things I have trophies, I have prizes, I have victory, I have strength in my knowledge, in my abilities. Because that journey firmly etched in me an inability to share my pearl with swine. there's so many people that overvalue destructive tendencies. I'm not talking about hate. I'm talking about people unworthy of my presence, respectfully, in the least arrogant way possible, people that aren't qualified to breathe my air, that I had to disconnect from and realize that my mercy, my compassion, my love, my gifts, and my presence cannot be shared with them. I'll be very honest with you. I've had a tremendous growth over these years, and I am multifaceted in my approach. Some people grow, some people change. I've evolved, and I have the ability to be multidisciplined, multifaceted in my approach. And I am unlike many others. I was afraid for a long time to admit that. But the diversity of experience and skills, intuition, that's what I possess in me. And I've never shared myself with anyone. I've always kept my talent, my skills to myself, my rage to myself, my love and benevolence. And now in 2024, I feel that I am more finished and complete and whole than I've been at any other point in my life. With that being a confirmed reality, I'll never change. The moral of this story is that we can't dim our lights, tone ourselves down for anyone. The greatest mistake any of us will make is trying to please people that don't deserve us. Allegorically, this is a recipe for disaster. This is failure. You can never surrender greatness to weakness or incompleteness. This is a concession or a consignment of talent that is unforgivable and deservedly one that should be punished by whoever you deem as your creator.